Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Wayne Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host of GNN, Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in live right now, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Today is Sunday, September 6th, 2015. I'm not too far from Faith Baptist Church, where I'll be going to church this morning for Sunday school and the morning service. You're more than welcome to come. I'm trying to get over here as quickly as possible. Church starts pretty soon. You're more than welcome to come. They're located on the corner of Santacoy and Farallone, Faith Baptist Church and Schools. It's a little bit after 8 a.m. Pacific time, which is a little after 11 a.m. Eastern time. I'm going back on the American Radio Network in Hollywood, KCLA 99.3 FM. I've been in talks with them, and I go back on, start having shows this week, hopefully, God willing. I've had shows there off and on since 1999, hundreds of productions, and I'm looking for sponsors. So not only on my Blog Talk Radio shows, I'm going to keep having shows here, but also on the American Radio Network, Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other great radio stations. And, you know, people, they complain about a lot of things. They complain. Now, when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, they complained a lot too. And their carcasses fell in the wilderness. God let them die in the wilderness because they complain too much. There's a house that I'm renting a room in, and there are some people there that are complaining about this house. I mean, it's shelter, a roof over your head. There are people that complain about a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. God will give you something, you know, you think you're going to complain about these little things? God will give you something big to complain about. If that's what you want, God will give you what you desire. Now, a lot of people, they say, well, I'm not doing good. I don't have all these material things. Let me tell you what the Bible says about material things. In the book of it's 2 Peter, it talks about everything is going to be consumed by fervent heat. Everything is going to melt, okay? All your material things, your houses, your cars, your material things, they're all going to melt in fervent heat. Get that through your head. Repent. Let me just tell you this. You can have all the things in the world. You can have all the money in the world. If you don't have God, you have nothing except hell for all eternity. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire forever. I hope and pray you're listening to me, ladies and gentlemen. I hope and pray you're listening to me. People complain. Oh, I don't have all these material things. Huh. The love of money. Not money itself is an evil. The love of it. I want more. This one, you know, the mentality of people, I want more. It'll make me more happy. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church. This is GMN Gregory News Network. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. I've been on the air and on the internet off and on. Not off and on. Since 1999, I'm on the internet almost every day. I have weekly shows. I've been with 4 radio networks. About 10 different cable TV stations. Currently, I'm here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. Now, I've had off and on radio shows with the American Radio Network, Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other great radio stations. I've also been with other radio networks. And, you know, I'm thankful to God. You know, people complain too much. Ladies and gentlemen, they complain too much. You have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died on the cross of Calvary, which he did over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, after he died. And he arose from the grave on the third day by the mighty power of God, the almighty power of God. He is now seated for a long time on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. He's coming back someday. You know, sometimes I mention to people, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, and coming back someday from heaven, and they're taken aback. They don't believe it. They don't believe it. You know, believe God. If you believe God, as Abraham believed God, it is accounted unto you for righteousness. We are all accountable to God. Now, let me tell you this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. If you say there is no God, you're a fool. A fool. You're headed to hell. Repent from your wickedness. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all sinners. God wants repenters. Repent means have a change of mind, turn away from any known sin, believing and trusting in the Lord to forgive you. And he will forgive you. But if you doubt him, he will not forgive you. If you don't believe the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you don't believe, you are condemned. You are condemned already. No religion can save you. The Catholic Church or any other religion cannot save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. There's only one mediator between God and man, ladies and gentlemen. He's the God-man, Christ Jesus. He is alive forevermore. And like I said, what the Bible says, he's coming back from heaven to judge this world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And the wrath of God is coming. But before the wrath of God, the devil has his representative, the Antichrist and the false prophet. They're going to give out a mark, either on the right wrist or forehead. It could be just a regular mark, or it could be a computer chip implanted into the skin. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, now the beast is another name for the Antichrist, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. By the way, the Bible says also to give thanks to God for everything. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, you are the creator. You created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They sinned in the Garden of Eden. It's not your fault, God. It's their fault. And when they sinned in the Garden of Eden, they invited a whole world of sins to come into the world. And everybody born into this world since then has been born into a sin nature. We're all sinners. The only person who never sinned, and he's the God-man that walked on this earth over 2,000 years ago, Christ Jesus, our Lord, he never sinned. He's perfect. He's God. He doesn't make any mistakes, ever. Never has, never will. He's perfect. God in his mercy sent his blessed Son, the Son of God, God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. He arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated. By the power of God, he arose. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father in one day in God's perfect timing. He's the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. God manifested in the flesh is coming back to earth someday in his perfect timing. The time is running out. This is a 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/Hoytman70. Later on, God willing, I'll upload this to my Facebook site at James W. Gregory Jr. and on my Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. You know, God is in control of everything. Everything, ladies and gentlemen. He gives mankind free will to either accept him or reject him. If you accept him, you go to heaven when you die by faith. If you reject him, you're going to end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. In the lake of fire, there's no water, there's no food, there's no rest, nothing but fire and brimstone forever. Forever. In heaven, nothing but joy, peace, forever. Streets of gold. That's where I'm going. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church. My name is James William Gregory Jr. I'm a pastor of Tribulation. I'm called of God. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. It's an online church and street preaching ministry. You know, people laugh at me. They make fun of me. What are you doing? What are you crazy? Things like that. No, I care about people. I love people. Now, I can love people a little bit more. At times, I fail. I'm not perfect. But I get frustrated. I get frustrated with people. And please forgive me. Please forgive me. Got less than 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/Hoytman70. If you want to make a contribution to this Christ-centered network, GNN, Gregory News Network, much appreciated, $10 or higher, much appreciated. I'm going back on the American Radio Network in Hollywood, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other great radio stations. They've already accepted me back. About 60 seconds to go in this live broadcast. You can call me here on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-575-8797. Or send me emails, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com, or quakeman30@yahoo.com, quakeman30@yahoo.com. A big earthquake is coming. A big earthquake is coming. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN Gregory News Network. I talk about everything under the sun on my network, on the air every week, and to the end of time, and to the end of my time. Okay, well, going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. I've been on the air every week, either on the air or on the internet, every week since 1999. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. Call upon the Lord, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Take care.